Okay, picking up here in the Shulchan Aruch, so in Reish Tzadi Tes, Shloach Avlosas from Lacha Kodem Shiavzil. So, the Mechar Paskin, Sefal of Asur Lechol Shum Dovar, or Afilu Lishtos Yain, or Sharmashkin, Chuzvi Mayim, Shetach Shachar Shiavzil. So, once Shabbos is technically over, you still can't eat, can't drink, except for water, until you do Abzala. The truth is, even from Shkia, you shouldn't be eating or drinking if you didn't start before. If you didn't have, if you're not in a Suda. You started your Shal Shudis, and then it got dark. You don't have to continue, you don't have to stop. If you were just drinking, you didn't have a Suda, then you have to stop. And the idea is that Chazal wanted to make sure people don't forget to do Abdallah. So they made an Isser to eat before Abdallah, except for water. Some say this is this heter of continuing to eat is only when it's just twilight. Even if you were eating and you had washed, you shall show this, if it's already after tzeis, for this mafu mavzil, you have to do Abdallah right away. If you go to Dasa. The minhag is, and if you started eating before, so you can continue eating. So this is a halacha. I mean, there's another side of this question of what do you say in benching? Do you say ritzei or not? And you started the suda on Shabbos, and you ended after Shabbos. The minhag olam is to say ritzei. It's like you go back to the beginning of the suda. There's a whole discussion happened last week. If you have a
2 weeks ago,
Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. Right, so
yeah.
So you have Shabbos, like you say, also Ritzei, also Yavo, it's like a Tarta Sasri, which day is there? You say only Ritzei, or you say, you know, only, it's a whole discussion. Some people try to avoid it by not eating bread after Shkia, but fundamentally, we assume you're allowed to start the meal before and continue eating.
Not eating bread after Shkia would help, meaning like...
I think some hold, if you don't eat bread after Shkia, then there's not even a Shaila, then for sure you say Ritzei. Some people actually try a bench before, but like if you don't eat bread, it's hard to say you have to say Yalav Yavo because you were just drinking. You know. But it's funny. I once heard from Schechter. He said he was with the Rav in the summer. And he used to go to Cape Cod, I think. The Rav like wouldn't catch him in the summer, so Bokharim came. So the Rav's mother was there, and the Rav Schechter washed 10 minutes before Shkia, so he shall show this. And he got Musar from the Rav's mother. She said, there's lachukos you showed him if you say Ritzei on a regular Shabbos. You go to the beginning of the meal. We're always bothered by it, but when you have like a stira between Rosh Chodesh and Ritzei, Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. But in Bechlal, do you say Ritzei if you bench after Shabbos is over? We assume you do. But it's not so pashut. She said, why are you putting yourself into vachokas? So Shechter said, when he got that Musar, he started being makvid, except when he's in the yeshiva. So then he does with the yeshiva. But at home, he always tries to finish up before Shkia. He doesn't eat after Shkia. Because he's choshish. For the, even it's also more room for Malach Malka. Okay, it's not the standard Prasad. Anyway, here, what's brought down here is not the question of the Hosafas or benching. It's a question of Bechlal, the Gezeira, Chazal imposed not to eat before Abdullah. Does that apply if you're in the middle of a meal? And the mechaber is 2 days, and they're all right. The minhag pashuk is far rishon, and the minhag is to assume that if you start a beheter, you can keep on eating. Now, when I say start a beheter, what does that mean? Does that mean you washed? So some say if you ate mizonos, you're having mizonos shal shudas. Not everybody washes. Ideally, you should wash. So it could be some argue that if you're eating mizonos shal shudas, that's also like a hitzko beheter. It's not. Although some are more concerned about that, certainly if you were just drinking, so you have to stop your drinking when it comes to Shkia. If you didn't remember to eat Shalosh Shodis, now you want to eat, so we spoke about this in the past, I think, but the minhag olam is to give yourself a few minutes. You know, some people give 1 or 2 minutes after Shkia. In Chutzal, it's since people usually keep Shabbos longer, people 50 minutes, so the people, it's like 10 minutes, till 10 minutes after Shkia, 13 minutes after Shkia, the different minhagim. If you didn't eat Shalosh Shodis, you want to be Yosei the mitzvah, Shalosh Shodis, so then people are makel to wash a little bit after Shkia. Although there are different approaches to this, some are very makri not to, especially if you already had things in the afternoon, you're probably yotzei shal shudas, meaning usually most people snacked, so you're ready yotzei shal shudas. Okay, let's continue. Sif Beis, how you show siv aur bon avdil, you were drinking, and they said bon avdil, im ratzu lachzu lishas kodim hashavdala inam srichim lachzu bavarech, vish mishachod leik vidavar. So it doesn't really happen to us, because for us, we don't usually drink and then say Avdallah, because usually we were in the middle of a Suda. But the Chavar says if you were drinking and said, well, Avdil is a Shaila, if that, you have to say a Bracha Rishona after you do Avdallah, or does it continue? Sorry, Ratzu Lachsu Velishnas Kodom Avdallah, Enam Srikim Lachsu Vizvarech. Is the Zamir of Bon Avdil require a new Vracha? Okay, that sounds so common. Gimel. Keshe Mavsik Lahavdil Enos Harech Levarech Bribia Gafin. The Mechaver says that when you're Mavsik Havdallah in the middle of a meal, so you don't have to say a gefen. You already said a gefen on the wine that you had during Shal Shudas. Most people don't drink wine during Shal Shudas, but the Shita of the Rambam, every Suda should be Nikpal Yain. The person said a gefen already. Now he wants to make up something in the middle of the meal. You don't have to make a new a bracha. V'yesh, omrim shetzarich, and some say you have to. So to avoid this, we just generally don't make up in the middle of a meal. It's not really what we do, generally speaking. But okay, this issue is on the books. There's a parallel to Purim's Mape on Purim's on Friday. People... the Kiddush in the middle of the meal, they have to make a gefen or not. Similar question. Dalit. Kshay onkel v'choshcha shamarnu she'eno tzarech lahafsik. That which we said, that if you're eating shal shudas and it gets dark, you continue eating. Gomer sudasa mavarech birchas hamazon alakos v'achakak mavarech olav. So you say birchas hamazon alakos. Many have a minhag when there's wine available, like on Shabbos, to bench alakos. So if that's your minhag, you mafil al kos. V'im yesh lo shtei kosos mevarech birkas hamazon. L'echad mevavil al-achas. So if you only have one cup of wine, so it's bench al kos, then say Avdallah, and then drink it. And if you have two cups, you bench al kos, and then you can drink it, and then you say Avdallah. This is an issue. For us, most of us aren't always mocked to bench al kos. So if you ever have any yeshivas, they sometimes bench al kos on Shabbos with the minyan. But they don't usually drink. They usually save the cup of wine for Havdalah. So maker, they're allowed to drink it. But since our minhag is not always to use all the kos, so we assume that it's better not to drink it because we don't really know what you have to drink. You need a kos, so it's some drinking. So in Mela, we don't. When this issue comes up, it's by Sheva Brachos. By Sheva Brachos, by Shalosh Shudas, so you say Sheva Brachos. Do you say a gefen and drink it also? Or not? So there's a different minhagim with this. I don't know if you remember if you're Sheva Brachos, if you did or you didn't. But if you do Shalosh Shudas for Sheva Brachos, you don't have to have Shalosh Shudas Sheva Brachos. You can have Sheva Brachos on the daytime, but you don't need it at all, meaning it's if you make a Shalosh Shudas Sheva Brachos, so do you drink? So some minhagim have that nobody drinks, and they just save it for after Avdallah. And you get different kos for Avdallah, and they say a Geffen after Avdallah. And some of the practice that he says a Geffen, and only the Chazon Kala drinks, or only the Chazon Kala and the Varech. Different practices. Okay. Fine. I'm not sure if there's like a minhag in this. I couldn't verify if there's like accepted minhag. Okay. Hey. Tov achal kodem shiv liyachal havil acharkach. Even though we said there's an Isser Drabbanan to eat before Avdallah, if you violated that, you still can make Avdallah. We don't say your Avdallah doesn't count. We say make Avdallah, even though you ate. Even if you ate Pemezid. Vav shachach v'lehivdil v'mazei Shabbos. A person forgot to do avdala mavdil ad sof yom shlishi. This can happen. A person didn't have wine, so you can mavdil until Tuesday, the end of Tuesday. V'yishomrim she'enu mavdil ela kol yom rishon. Some say only Sunday. V'davko er priya gefen v'mavdil the kashal kol. What brachas will you say? It's like a tashlumin. When what brachas would you say? Hamavdil hagefen and hamavdil. You wouldn't say ner and besamim. Why not? V'ner besamim enu mavarech el mazei Shabbos, because those were specific to events that happened with Mosei Shabbos, that the Nesham Yisera leaves us, if you have Vesamim, and the Zecher to the creation of fire, Tavach Mosei Shabbos. V'yishu shomer, da'ad ha'kaimel and da'tom v'avzil, ha'ni mili heicha de'hivzil v'lo Mosei Shabbos. That which we said, if you ate by accident, or even in Mezid, you can do Avdallah, it's only it for Mosei Shabbos. V'al im lo hivzil v'layla, if you didn't do Avdallah Mosei Shabbos, and you ate, kevin sh'tom shuv enam avzil, says the Rama, we don't hold like this. We should miss Anish, Shloshi Yami, Shoshalelos, Yishma of Dolla, Acherim, Ein, Acherim, Eitzel, Yachel, Abdel, Beshavis, Vibod Yom, Belishos, Lakav, Olav, Acher, Krakatainis. Okay, it's not so common if a person fasts for 3 days. If you have fast for 3 days, try to hear from Abdullah from somebody else. This is Zayder, okay. This 3 days applies to Shabbos. What about Yontif? So, Vayontif. Is a machloka. Some say you can only make Avdallah Motzei Yontif, and some say Motzei Yontif includes the next day. The next day is also called Motzei Yontif. following day till Shkia. But you certainly don't have 3 days to make Havdalah after Yant. Questions, comments? Okay. Zayin.
When you make a Havdalah al kos, is there anything actually different about the benching other than just like the bracha at the end?
You make Havdalah al kos and you say
Al Kos. Sorry, I meant a benching on the kos. Benching on the kos on a cup of wine.
No, it's exactly the same.
And when are you supposed to hold it and put it there?
You hold it from the beginning throughout the benching.
I mean, until the bracha is over, like until the chasrein, and then put it up.
Yeah, you have the minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Hamavdil alayin v'al shulchano afilu hivdil kodem shenot liyado foter ayin shabatocha suda. First, he makes Havdalah, and then he's right away going to eat malav malka on the spot. And most of us usually aren't so hungry right after Shabbos. Usually, malav malka a little later. First, he had early shalosh shodes. Now he's hungry, so he wants to make Havdalah. And then to eat malav malka. So, afilu hivdil kodem shenot liyado. Even though he did Havdalah, then he washed his hands. Potu yayin shabatocha suda. The Havdalah is starved to the suda. So if you drink wine, you don't have to say a bracha. You don't have to say a bracha on the wine in the suda. No, Kiddush is different. Kiddush, when you make Kiddush, Kiddush is for the suda. So you don't have to say ala gefen, right, on Kiddush. And the wine that you have in the suda is all connected to the wine you had before the suda. So you make kiddush and you drink wine in the suda, you don't see another bracha on the wine, because it's all part of the same suda. But by Havdalah, there's no connection to the malamaka. You happen to decide to do a malamaka right after the Havdalah, but it's not connected inherently. And therefore, the bracha you make on the gefen for the Havdalah doesn't work for the suda, and you should say ala gefen, separate it. The Ramah says, ideally, we say Allah Gevin. We stop. We don't connect the Malav Malka to the Havdalah. If you already washed and you didn't say Allah Gevin, and you drink wine in the Sudas, that wine, we'll say it patters it, because the wine, the bracha you had originally, you know, certainly if you had Kavana to drink wine during the Malav Malka, would patter it. But otherwise, we would say it's better to l'chatchila make an ala gefen before the suda, and to separate the Havdalah from the malav malka, because there's no inherent connection between these two meals or these two acts. Okay. Ches. Shapoto yain v'tzocha mazon. Right. So I guess if you have intention when you are making Havdalah, you want to have more wine in the meal, then Yitaka could connect it. Just to clarify what I said before, meaning if you weren't planning on drinking wine, so then it's really you should say Ala Gefen. If you're planning on drinking wine, then you can connect it. If you had one cup of wine, you said Havdalah, and you were planning on drinking more wine in the meal, so you didn't say Allah Gefen, and then they didn't bring you more wine, so now you're stuck, because you really have no connection to the original Havdalah. So some say you have to say in the middle of the meal Allah Gefen. I don't think we hold like this. I think Lamaisa would say that in this case, B'di'evet, because of Asim Paters. The Shavur passes it that way. Okay. Tess, im rosi lisa take of Havdalah, tzarek lizar shalei yavi lechem l'shulchan kodem Havdalah. It's a question of, just like our kiddush, we don't make kiddush with the challahs on the table, we cover them, because we don't want to have to say the gefen before the motzi, because the gefen usually comes after a motzi. Same thing here, if you're planning on making Havdalah, and then right away doing lav malka, so cover the challah, don't bring the challah to the table yet, in order that it shouldn't be a bizayin to the past. Chazal imposed the gezeir, not only should you not eat before Havdalah, you also shouldn't do a serious malacha before you do Havdalah, in order that we don't forget to do Havdalah. So if you davened ba'arav, you said a takanan tanu, so then you can turn on lights, you can do small malachas. I think you can even do big malachas, right? You can even do brit milachas. Hold on a second. Yitzarek lasas malacha kodesh v'yedil v'tfilah umra mavdil. So if you need to do like a woman, it's not like a mitzvah ma'ariv, let's say. So she'll say baruch hamavdil v'kodesh l'chol. And then she can do malacha. The zman already came. She says baruch hamavdil. V'lo baruchah v'osem malacha. You don't say baruch at Hashem. You just say baruch hamavdil v'kodesh l'chol. V'chein asher v'yedil mitzvilah v'tfilah yesh l'amdil v'shav mi'mavdil v'kodesh l'chol kodesh v'yasen malacha. Yesh omid l'chol zav malacha gemura v'kodesh v'oreg. Some say the Isser, the Chazal post was only to do serious malachas. You're going to write a letter. Just turn on a light. That's okay. So the minhag is to be making a little bit better. No, I think today the minhag is to be machmir. So I take back what I said. If you said baruch hamavdil or vitavin ma'ariv, you can even do malacha gemura. Right? It's just if you didn't daven yet. And you didn't say baruch hamavdil, then you shouldn't do malacha. And there's a machlokas of a small malacha, throwing light, and the ikar is kesvar rishon. You shouldn't do that. V'yesh omrim the lidlos mayim b'chol mosei Shabbos. Some say you should draw water on mosei Shabbos. Ki be'erish al Miriam soviv mosei Shabbos. It's a skula to get the connection to be'erish al Miriam. We should put pogebo yishtav meri yisrav kol zechalusav. It's healthy. V'lar isi l'minah exam. That's discussed in 7 Reish, Esan, Lech Gimel, the Seder. Fine. Questions, comments? The Mishaburu is after the Mariel. There's anything to fold your talus in Mosei Shabbos. To right away do another mitzvah. They say it's also Indian of Shalom Bayis. Usually the Kala Bayis, the Chasim, the Talis, so you want to treat it nicely. So the joke is, the guy who, you know, in the middle of the night, he woke up on Say Shabbos, he realized he forgot to fold his Talis. So he wakes up his wife to drive him to Shul so he can fold his Talis for Shalom Bayis. Okay. So, Chacham Eidav Arosh. Fine. Fighter. Simon Shin is about Sidur Shulchan Mosei Shabbos of Malka. La Olam Yisadur Olam Shulchan of Mosei Shabbos. The Lavas of Shabbos Afilu Ein Otzarech Ela Kazayis. So this is a Feirish Gemara in Shabbos of Kofiutes. There's the Indian of having a Malava Malka. And there is a question to what extent it's a Chiyuv. The Lashon of the Gemara is La Olam Yisadur. The Shulchan brings down La Olam. So the fashion is it's a Chiyuv. The Shulchan Harav says it's not a Chiyuv Gomor. He assumes that if you only have a little bit of bread, it's better to. I mean, I think he's actually talking about ending. He says you don't have to make shalosh shabbos early because if you're not hungry for malam malka, it's not the end of the world. It's not a chova. We assume not like that. We assume that malam malka is a chova. The grow is very makvi. You have to have bread. Although the post can say if it's hard to have bread, you can have mazonos in the summertime. But the mechaver, the grow points to this gemara. The gemara says it's in kavod shabbos. It's not in an oneg. It's in an oneg, so if you're not hungry, you don't have it. Says the grows back in the gemara that it's in kavod shabbos. It's a sochiv. He thought women are chayiv. The grow is very into malach malka. It's a little bit of lost art, meaning some people, the lashon of the gemara, is the Sadr Shulchanam. Some people say, oh, you have to put a tablecloth on, and you should cook something special, and you should have candles, and tzigs miras. Some people make it a whole production. I don't think you're mechoyev to do that. It's certainly a nice thing to do. But it's not right if you're eating it on the bus. It's not clear for your yotze, meaning you Sadr Shulchanam, and you're eating it on the bus. Meaning even if you stand and eat pizza, because you're hungry, not because it's Mav Malka, Yesh Lazan, okay, Mrs. St. Tzrichas Kavanah, at the same time, like, are you eating it the Shem Alav Malka? Like, if any, even though it's a Malav Malka? Like, it should be something that you do, the Shem Alav Malka. You don't have to eat a lot. The Quran says, if you're not hungry, eat a Kazayis. If you eat it only a Kazayis, not a Kabetza, then you have a Shai Lebracha Rishona for the Ta'atel Sadaim. You'd say a Motzi, but you wash without a Bracha, because we assume that if you don't eat a Kabetza of Fred, you don't say Ta'atel Sadaim. You just wash without a Bracha.
So if you're like, not hungry at all, and like,
the grow would tell you to push yourself. The minhag olam is not that way. The minhag olam is to have mazonos to eat something. But
even
the shame.
Right.
I mean, I think the fashion is it's better not to just be able to do the hot drink. It's better to try to have the mazonos at least. There's a question to what extent is this like more chashuv than shalashudas? So shalashudas, we say that, okay, you're not hungry, you have mazonos, you have peros, you know. So some say that shalashudas is more chamor. Like Shulchan Rav would assume Shal Shudas is a chiyuv, and this is not a chiyuv. The Gras is farkir, that this is more chomer than Shal Shudas. That here you daf kashav pass, it's a din in Kovod Shabbos. The different approaches, like I said, it's certainly nice to have to make it to Mechubad. Is it absolutely a chiyuv? It's hard to say it's absolutely a chiyuv. But it's a limud zchus certainly on people who are on Makbid. You know, the Shulchan Aruch is a limud zchus on people who are on Makbid. Some people eat meat. There's in the Mishnah brings down that some people are dafka Makbid to have meat. Again, if you don't really like meat, you like milch, let's say Shabbos, it's a day late, you'd rather have milch, it's hard to say you're chayef to have meat. But certainly it should be something at Mechubad.
When we first started doing a one-month program at Aish a couple of years ago, and the basic menu was always pizza and ice cream.
Right.
There was a few guys there who had this minute to eat flesh. They'd go out and sandwiches and like put a hecker down on the table. Okay. They want that to be part of the Mahatma.
It's nice. If people have that minute, it's a beautiful thing. But I don't think it's such a big. I don't think it's so common to have that minute.
I've never seen it.
In fact, the folks who break down, not each Shabbos leftovers. They like cook something special, like to have like. People usually are tired after Shabbos.
The yeshiva, they would put out the leftovers from Shabbos.
Right.
Meaning it wouldn't be right next to where we're eating pizza. It would be like kind of accessible for people. Some guys would do that also.
Right.
These other guys were like,
buy something special. It's definitely a kiyum like this. In terms of the Zman, there's a Shaila, at what point, like, you know, is it till midnight? You know, that's what some want to say. Some say Sharavis, and some Luchos, it has like Sharavis of the night. They'll tell you, if you split the night into 12, so the fourth hour of the night. Some say till Chatzos, some say till the morning. There's some Chassidim who hold you can have Malamalka Sunday morning. That's a little bit, I think, extreme. They have very late Shalosh Shuras. You only end Shalosh Shuras at 10 o'clock, so you have Malamalka Sunday morning. But, okay. But I would assume some Chatzos is probably the Ikr Lahalacha. At least try to have my Chatzos, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Some are makbid to have their Shabbos closed, since the whole point is to malave the malka, to keep your Shabbos closed on until after the malav malka.
What's the actual source for malav malka?
So it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kutu test, you're supposed to be malave all the misada al shulchano. So even if you only want a kazayis, the Gemara knew you wouldn't be so hungry. The Gemara says eat a kazayis. So the Gra thought you should have to kazayis a pass, but I don't think it's a chiyuv, but it's certainly a hiddur. On Motzei Yontif, there's a discussion if there's a chiyuv lav malka. They bring down the Chaznish did it. Chaznish held the shav lav malka on Motzei Yontif. Although some want to say that it's only because it was like Yontif Achron, so it's Yisruchak. Yisruchak is in it to have more of a Suda. But what about Yontif Rishon? Did the Chaznish also eat Motzei Yontif Rishon? I don't know. Fine. Seder. Moving on to the next Simon Shin Aleph. So we'll begin it. We're not going to finish. It's a long Simon. It discusses a lot of different halachas. In Laros v'Shabbos, Elim Kein Hu Dvar Mitzvah. You shouldn't run on Shabbos. Shabbos should be a day of rest. You're not supposed to run. Unless you're doing a mitzvah, you're going to Beis Knesset. So if you're running to Shul, so then that's... Again, if it's raining and you're running because you don't want to get wet, that's mutter. But all these being equal, you should still be running on Shabbos. You shouldn't be rushing. It shouldn't be look like you're running to work. You should be more at rest on Shabbos. It's a day of rest. The Ramah says, "V'asu lifsoa yotami ama psia achas im efshar b'fachos." You shouldn't take big strides. Take your small steps, and you should be relaxed. Questions?
Why is this together with like the carrying?
I mean, as because you're walking outside and you're also going to be carrying, so they put these things together.
Well,
it's about
nothing
inherently. The Shulchan Aruch often like puts things together like associations. So a Shabbos, a lot of it's like how Shabbos starts, so the evening of Shabbos, and then like you know, association. You're walking, so yeah. Bachrim hamisangim kivitzasam umirutzasam mutter. Kids, yishmak for them. They play tag, so kids are allowed to play tag because it's fun for them. I'm not supposed to run. For them, it's fun. So there's a question what the scope of this is, meaning you like playing basketball, so you can play basketball. Like at what point do we say it's not Shabbos day? Chacham made of a rojo, but fundamentally there is a head there to play rope or to play ball, to play tag and the like, certainly little kids. The Rama says you're not to Lataya. So the Mishavura says, even if it's for your health benefits, you know, the doctor says you should walk half an hour every day. So you have to do it on Shabbos, because it's, it looks like you're mitayel. You also have health ideas behind it, but that's not your, it's not nicker. So, yeah, that's the problem. That's the question. Let's say, you know, it's nicker that it's for a fuah. He brings it. There's some machmir not to do it if it's nicker.
If you
exercise,
it might come to grind up the powder.
I mean, it could be. There's a gezeira of shichas haman. I'm not sure exactly. There is a separate issue of not sweating. You're not supposed to be, you know, imis almlim. You're not supposed to do sweat things that make you sweat. Now the question is how that fits with bachurim is an gimur kivitzasim. They're not sweating. They're running. They're not sweating. Or no, they are sweating. But it's kishmak. If it's kishmak, it's even already mutter. So it's a question. You know, lemaisa people sometimes have physical therapy. Like their doctor tells them to do like small things, light weights. So then I think the minhag is to assume that's mutter because they're not sweating and it's like not even though it's nicker that it's shem refuah, but it's, he's doing it at her house. It's not like so. If a person gets a real geshmak, he likes running marathons. He wants to run a marathon. It's geshmak. But like, it's hard to imagine that we're going to say, Bacharam is Angi B'ritasam is going to say that you can run a marathon on Shabbos. You have to have some Sechel Yosher. It's hard to know exactly the Gedorah for this.
But if the Isser is actually sweating, it shouldn't matter what you're doing then.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're just going for a walk on Shabbos afternoon and it's hot up and you start sweating.
Yeah, so I think if you're just walking and you're sweating, so that's not a problem. The Isser is to like to sweat through your exercise. I think that's the gather.
It's funny, because people usually explain Shabbos, they're like, oh, you say you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, technically you can drag a dresser around all Shabbos.
Right, Minatora, that's the Rabban or Shvisa. The Minatora, you can make Shabbos, but Midrabban, you shouldn't be, certainly, it could be even Minatora for the Rabban, that's a bitul of Shvisa. You know, if you spend the whole day rearranging your yard, and you're Shvitzing, and you make a Bochadik, so then,
Right,
it could be Drabbanon, even if it's not Dereisa, Drabbanon, Shabbat has to be special.
Sweating as a simon, clearly, is what we're talking about.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but sweating isn't the actual isser. It's what you're doing to make you strip. There's nothing wrong with taking a nap in a hot room.
You can't take a nap in a hot room. Or taking a nap in a hot room is a great example. It's not a shvitzah, but you're also going to be sweating.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you're allowed to take a nap in a hot room.
I was inside, yeah. I mean, it's silly.
Not recommended.
Not recommended.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, so this Sifa Shalchan is an important Sif. And your Bachar is angry, it's mutter. The question is exactly how to apply it. Like I said, you have to figure out, you don't want to apply it in such a way.
Basketball is the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, so the basketball is not a good idea. Not a good idea. Because the next thing you know, it's not Shabbos already.
How did you find basketball, though?
So it depends on the age of the kids. It depends on the, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think adults should shoot hoops on Shabbos, even though technically they might enjoy it, because I just feel it's not Shabbos. Now, a person, somebody else is going to say, you know, in more Haredi community, nothing Shabbos. You can't wear this, you can't wear that, it's not Shabbos. It's like Yesh Gvul, but, you know, you have to figure out where you live and what's considered Shabbos. And everybody knows that, you know, the shuls that tried to have, you know, basketball leagues in order to get the kids to come to shul, it didn't really work out so well. Meaning, again, I don't know.
Yeah.
What I'm
no, yeah.
So you have to. Fine. Person is walking and there's water there. So you're going to jump over the lake, not the lake, but the little river. You're going to jump over the river. Even though you're going to have to, like, you know, run and jump. If you're going to have to go around and walk a lot to avoid the river, so it's better to walk less than Shabbos, even though you have to jump. You shouldn't go into the water because you don't want to get wet. If you get wet, you're going to end up possibly squeezing out your clothing, and that's something that's also a Shabbos. So you're allowed to run. Even though you shouldn't run, or jump, you're allowed to run and jump if you want to jump over the little river. But the Machaber says, "If you're going to do a mitzvah, you go on the call of your Abba, you're going to hear a shir. So you're allowed to walk into the water. Today, we wouldn't be so comfortable doing that. But once upon a time, people would go into the rivers. And I, we're about tzchita. Since you're doing a mitzvah, we allow you to do it. But you should do a hacker. You should put your hand in your pocket or something. Do something that's a little different. Put your hand over here on your shoulder. So you remember that you shouldn't squeeze out your clothing when you. Now, if your socks are wet, you can keep on walking. It's like it's lanichale. It's not. You're not miskaven for it. And therefore, you can continue walking even though you're wet. This happens sometimes on Shabbos. You're drenched. Your socks are wet. You're allowed to keep on walking. You don't have to be worried about tzchita. That's halacha. The word goes there in that case. Fine.
Yeah, If you're home, though, are you required to take them off?
If you're home and you have another pair of socks, you show, so it makes sense. You should take off your, I think it makes sense to try to avoid it. But if you're normally, you don't have, you know, we don't tell you to leave your socks outside. We tell you to keep on walking with your socks. Fine. So the Mechaber says, let's finish Dalid. This is our general principle that when Chazal were afraid that things are going to fall off, you might come to carry them. So they didn't want you to walk outside with things that might fall off, and then you're going to carry them. So in the old days, the sandals weren't such good quality. So you walk with sandals, they're going to fall off. You're going to, in the middle of the river, you're going to pick up the sandals and walk with the sandals. Today, you know, sandalei shoresh, they're great for the river. So it's better to wear sandalei shoresh than to wear shoes, because they stay fitted on your foot, and they're not going to fall off. This is similar to the gloves we're going to see soon in terms of is there an isser to wear gloves? The maker then it's mutter, but some of the chachamim are concerned that you're going to take them off to shake hands, whatever. Mm-hmm. So similar type of thing. That's a general principle. In Montreal, it depends on in my community if you wore gloves. Mm-hmm. It's freezing in Montreal.
Yeah,
in the more yeshivish community, in the more yeshivish community, there are people who didn't wear gloves, but you know, it's like a chumrah. I think it's not maker. How then you have to weigh your chumras with, you know, other factors.
If
you can frostbite, so is that a good chumra to have? How like the bar mitzvah mutter lavar v'mayim af v'chazara k'tei shalot tiyem achshilu asi lava. So we say that you're allowed to go to the shir, you go visit your Rebbe, you go out to through the river, are you coming back to eat lunch with your family? You can also go back. You're not going to go in the first place if you can't come back. So we let you come back as well. But says the Mechaber, if you're going just to watch your belongings because you don't want somebody to steal your fruits, it's, you know, the avocados are ripe, and if you don't watch your avocados, people are going to come. You know, it's 25 shekel a kilo. They're going to come steal your avocados. So then we allow you to go. We don't allow you to come back because if it's for your money, you're going to go, and you'll be willing to not come back. It's not machshila lasi lava. It's not like, you know, the guy's going to say, oh, I'm not going to go to this year because I won't be able to come back. For your money, you'll go. Our priorities sometimes are, you know, whatever, that's the reality.
Okay.
Yeah, the heter of Rav Moshe applied this din of machshila lasi lava to hatzala, which is a big chiddush, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, because here we're telling you can do an issur d'oraisa to come back. That's a much bigger, heter. That's the minhag. Often, it's not even okay, because often the guy has to come back because he has to bring the ambulance back for the next shift. So it's partial that it's Moser to come back.
Right, but what about the people who drive in their cars?
What do you mean?
Like driving their cars.
You mean a person, a doctor, goes to the hospital on Shabbos, so we let him come back on Shabbos with his car because of this reason?
The answer is yes.
So it's for this reason. MK, nobody's going to want to go into the first place if they can't come back, so we let him come back.
I think that the reason why that most people give for that, though, is because the person might get another call.
Right. If he's getting another call, it's pasha. But the question is, if he's not getting another call, he's off shaif. Right. So, okay.
The classic situation is as follows. Like, if someone gets a call for, like 2 miles away, and he drives there, goes to the person's house, then the ambulance takes him to the hospital, he's allowed to drive back, so he has his car ready for another call.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. You always have that heter. You don't have to rely. It's not like Ramosha. I mean, he was Mechadish and even without it, but he's saying you always have this heter that you get another call, so you always need
it. It's like, is it due based off potential to kill nefesh? Like, that even...
I think, right, so that's the question. Yeah, it's potential to kill nefesh enough of a heter, you know. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, when it comes to army, so we like say the whole matzav of kol nefesh. It's like we're a constant kol nefesh. We don't, even if there's no, you know, you can walk around with your gun because the matzav is there. They want to, it's so pashut, the potential for, I don't know. In the way, I think
the
point,
you can
put
a brick breaker on your phone, though. Like,
say that again?
Hey,
listen,
you can play games on your phone, though.
Right, but just the... Okay, so that's something. Again, I'm not familiar, but it makes sense. It makes sense. That's, did you work on that solo once, or you're just familiar?
No, I'm familiar. I was training with that once.
Okay,
for,
cool. Yeah. Okay. Fisader. Weiter. Zayn. Kol ha-yotze b'dover she'inu tachshit. So, just a quick hakdama for Hotzah. Baruch Hashem, most of us live in neighborhoods and countries where there are Erevin everywhere. pretty much in North America, maybe every major Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael has an Eruv. But if you go to Europe, first of all, never use an Eruv. And second of all, in Europe, there are places where there are no Eruvin. Meaning, I remember there was a guy in the Kollel a couple of years ago. He was going to go back to Chutz Laaretz through Rome, and he was going to spend the weekend in Rome. He thought it was it was much cheaper to get a stopover, but also like a vacation for him and his wife. They had a kid, and he was coming, donning up, if there's a kosher restaurant there, you buy tickets before, and you want to know if he could for the ticket, whatever. I was like, there's no Eruv, what do you do with your son? And they were like, oh, there's no Eruv there? I was like, yeah, he ended up not changing the ticket. But people don't have awareness of this. There are many area places in Europe that don't have Eruv in. And even in America, if you go off to, in the middle of nowhere, so these halachas are relevant. Like you pointed out, the people don't hold the Eruv, so Baruch Hashem. In any case, I remember when they built an Eruv in Brooklyn. There's a whole machlekes, a chassidim built it. Sfarim built it. Many people don't hold the Eruv because of Ramayshin. So they made a Hachnasa Sefer Torah. I think the Chassidish community made a Hachnasa Sefer Torah on Shabbos as the first time when they went up,
crazy,
in order to show that there was an Eruv. It's like a statement. Right? Okay.
You see a lot of comparing Brooklyn.
Okay. There are a number of Eruvin, I think, in Brooklyn. No, there.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that the Ramesh's Cheshbin, why you shouldn't build an Eruv in Manhattan and Brooklyn, would hold two in Queens today also. Meaning there are enough high risers, in terms of. And the Minigan in Queens is to Samarkand.
That's the crazy thing. When we used to go to Queens for Shabbos, we always get all
excited.
It's
like,
wow,
it's
an Eruv. Right,
okay.
Queens, so they have an
Eruv,
so you don't have to wear gloves on Shabbos.
You can't wear gloves? No.
Oh, you didn't use the Eruv at all, but
you did
the gloves.
In Brooklyn.
But, okay,
shine.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, can't get involved. A lot of politics and a lot of. It's not just politics, it's also halacha and also kavod harav and what Moshe said. If you didn't say it about this, okay. Different seder. So fundamentally, you're allowed to leave the ma'avir, mishus l'shus, and dalam amas r'sabim if you have a malbush, a garment, and a takshit. Takshit is something you wear for beauty, not necessarily a malbush. Let's do this first sif here, and I'll give a couple of more chutamas, and then we'll see how far we get. If it's not a takshit or a malbush, there's din of mimosi kederech. You take something in your hand or your pocket. That's kederech. If it's not kederech, it's a kalachar yad. If you do malach kalachar yad, it's drabanu. So you're chayiv if it's kederech. After a kalipol, a takshit that might come off also does as well. This is drabanu miyatsa patur. The answer is you don't take it off. You shouldn't leave because it might come fall off and you're going to carry it. Once upon a time, women would take off their rings and show them to their friends. So if that was the CS, then you shouldn't leave with a ring. Today, women don't take off their rings. There's another simon later on. You shouldn't leave your house with a shield or with a sword or shield. There's a strange Aruch HaShulchan who argues that if it's a time of war, so the gun, the cherev, becomes like a beged, like a beged for the.
What's the gun of the beged that you wear it on you when you have a strap?
Usually the beged is there to protect you. That's the gather of a beged. But here it's a little harder to say. The Minhag Olam assume that that's not. I mean, usually people go with guns as a Safek Kol Nefesh. Like I said before, we live in Eretz Yisrael. Safek Kol Nefesh, so that is very mutter. But if Luyitzur wasn't Safek Kol Nefesh, Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach comes. So it's hard to say that a gun is a style because it's like its own kli. It's like its own. It has like an independent function. So it's hard to say that becomes a. A style.
Well, there's certain reasons to hold it other than Pekah Mefesh. Like, I know Chayalim are required to carry it, but not because specifically if they're in a stranger situation, but because of the fact that they can't leave it behind.
Right, so you can't leave the gun behind, so then.
So it has to be on them.
Right. So, but then it's also a thing for conversion. The reason we can't leave it behind because we don't want somebody to get to it. A kid's going to get to it, or Chas v'Shalom, a terrorist, and they can be. Unfortunately, we have a real situation with Kol Nefesh. So it's like Hutra. You don't have to. Fine. The Lo B'Shirim V'Kasta V'Lo M'Kafayim. That's a potter. So if it's a beged that is really a beged, it's just a beged for an army person. He wears like the knights. They would wear a special, you know. So then you're wearing it. So then it's only dravana because it's derech malbush. Vel yedzev is a tefillin. If they should derech siram because she nichlev the kisei, you should not wear tefillin. Again, we don't wear tefillin at all in Shabbos, but it seems like if you're wearing them, shalok l'shem mitzvah. Vel yedzev a katan b'minol gadol. If you're wearing a shoe that's too big, the shoe's going to fall off. You're going to carry it. Dil menafil. You can wear a big garment because it's not going to fall off you. If your coat is three sizes too big, it's not going to fall off you. A shoe is going to fall off you. You shouldn't wear one shoe. If you're going to make fun of you, only wear one shoe. If you have one shoe because the other foot has a cast, so it's fine, it's normal. Nobody's going to make fun of you. If you wear one shoe, stop. People are going to make fun of you. You're going to then take it off. Okay. So the post can talk about different things. Some of them mentioned later in the Shulchan Aruch. Just briefly, let's say you have one of those fancy suits that have like a handkerchief in your pocket. So the handkerchief in the pocket is a tachshit. Meaning, it's true it's a handkerchief, but you're wearing it as a tachshit, and therefore it would be mutter to go out with that.
I'm not holding a fashion, but don't sometimes people take it out to like blow their nose or something?
No,
so, no, they don't. That's the point.
My brother is one.
Or you have a hat, you know, and they put a feather in the hat. So the hat doesn't need the feather, but the feather there is a tachshit. So that's mutter to go.
Well, I think with the feather in the hat, people wouldn't like that. It's mamish exclusively a tachshit. You have a handkerchief in your pocket.
Right.
People, it's like almost like a modern sign of classic character. Like you have something in your
pocket. So apparently, the way the derech is that it's like it's not a tachshit. You're not going to end up, you know, taking it out to blow your nose.
Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
Right.
So therefore,
my brother wears one every Shabbos and he takes heat. You know, if he ever goes to a shul where they don't know him, someone comes over and like, oh, you have something in your pocket, you're carrying, take it out, don't bring it back with you.
So it's mutter.
He's like waiting for it.
It's a good talk of conversation. Sometimes a person carries, as you know, the notice is carrying. A person's chewing gum.
Right.
That's aser. I chewing gum is candy. It's a food. Now it would probably only be drabanan. The question is that kederach hamotzi, meaning it's derech to eat that way. It's not a derech hamotzi. Usually you can't gum in your pocket or in a bag in your hand. But it's still aser. It's still aser to do it. But sometimes you have something that's totally mutter, meaning you have like some in your pocket. There's little pieces of dirt. You know, so you have to like empty your pockets and like every last speck of dust, a fleck of flint. So Lachar, it's bottled to your body, it's bottled to your beged, and you don't have a chiyuv to check.
What about your sleeves like this? When I was younger, people told me
right,
that.
Right, if you roll up your sleeve. So Ramesha actually holds like that. It's a function of what the derech is. It's all a function of the derech. Let's see these other examples. Ramesha holds that you shouldn't walk out with your sleeves rolled up. It's a chiddush, because pashtus is just like you go outside with your hood down. You have it there in case it's raining. It's not raining. You have a hood, so it's like derech of levisha, or you walk outside with your suit jacket on your shoulders. So they say, well, it's a function. If people go like that, it's mutter. If they don't go like that, it's so. I would think many people walk with their sleeves.
Yeah, rolled up.
So fashion is be mutter. There are those who are choshish that it's a problem. Also, the raincoat belt. If the raincoat belt is attached to the thing, so lechara, it's fine. You don't have to. That's derech hamot. If you have in your shoes stones, so that would be a problem. I mean, you can only draw a bottom, but still, you have to take the. It's good to take the stones out of your shoes because that would be something that's not normal. Anything that's mishamish your baguette is mutter. So a belt that's mishamish your pants is mutter. If you have, you know, in your collar, you have a little plastic that keeps it. So it's part. It's mishamish. You have, your hat's too big, so you put a little bit of cardboard in your hat. That's there to make the hat fit right. So then it's mutter. If you have a yarmulke on your yarmulke, you have on your kippah, you have a clip. So if you have 16 clips, that's not that's already a problem. But if you have one or two, so that's there to hold on your kippah. So yes, two would probably be necessary, right?
Yeah.
You want on each side. So that'd be okay.
That's why the key has to be. Part of the
belt. Oh, we'll talk about the key vest. Yeah, yeah, okay. So let's give. Let's go more Shulchan Aruch. We'll discuss the example as it come up. Ches. Lo yete emacha the tchuva lo bebigdo. Bein akuva in shem akuva. Shouldn't go with a pin in like a needle in your garment. You have a needle with a hole within without a hole. Yatzav in a kuva chayav shinu kuva pontev yishon in a hepech. So this is what called a metzias. What exactly, you know, a pin that has like a needle has a hole in it, so that's used for sewing. So what's the derech? What's not the derech? But the principle is clear that if it's a derech, it's deraisa. If it's not the derech, it's only drabanan. Teras layitzav etaba she'ein alei achosam v'im yatzav chayav. So, the different men and women wear rings. Women wear rings for beauty, and once upon a time, men would wear rings that were functional, like had a chosam on it. Today, there are men who wear rings also as a takshit. So that's the minhag, so then it's already a takshit, and it's okay. And again, like I said, it's very different today, because today nobody takes off their rings to show them to people. So the whole concern that you're going to take it off and show it doesn't exist. So women wear rings, men wear rings, everybody wears rings. And nobody's concerned they're going to take it off to show it. But the Mechaber says, L'yetze b'tavish ein olei achosam, v'yimatz l'chayev, because that was not the derech for men. V'yimyesh olei achosam, the Rashi potter, the Beitam, the Ram Mutter, the ein otakshit el l'ish, Okay, like I said, the halacha is just very different today because the Messias is different. Fine. Everybody agrees if you go outside holding a ring, you're chayef. That's not a takshit. It's the heter to wear go outside wearing a ring. Well, it's a question like, what's a takshit? Meaning you have a fancy watch. You have a fancy, so there's a pocket watch. So we assume a pocket watch is usher. It's made out of gold. Once upon a time. So, okay, we said before, it can't be a takshit if it has a functional usage, like a different functional usage. So you can't say it's wearing a takshit, you're wearing it as it's a watch. So it's a pocket watch. A regular watch, if it's fancy, so it's currently a takshit. If it's a simple Casio like this, so some people are concerned that it's not a takshit because it's simple. And you know, if it would break, you would like if the battery died, you'd put it in your pocket. You wouldn't wear it. You know, at regular takshi, even if it breaks, it's a piece of jewelry. So there are those who say you shouldn't wear a simple watch outside if there's no eruv. I think the minhag olam is to be mekel. You wear it; it's the mamash on your body, and the chances of it breaking are very slim. You know, how often does your battery die every couple of years? And it's very unlikely. I don't know, there are different minhagim with this. In most places, most of us live in places with Erev in anyway. So even if you want to be machmir, not use Erev, to be machmir, not to use Erev, and to also be machmir that a watch is not a takshit or not a mal, but again, it's like derech levisha. So again, it's not so much of a svara, because if it's not really a takshit, it's not really a mal, so what is it? So it's a masui. But like I said, most of us live in neighborhoods with Erev. So even if you don't want to use Erev, I think the minhag is mekel to wear a watch. Although there are people who are very careful to have a nice watch for Shabbos, there should be a takshit, and then they avoid this issue.
So what would be the issue with a pocket watch?
A pocket watch, you're not wearing.
It hangs down from you, no?
It's hanging to you.
You put the button hole in the vest, and you put it in the pocket.
Oh.
Sorry.
I see you've probably worn one in the past. So, okay. But that's not, that even though it's a takshit, it's fundamentally a kli. It's like I said before with the gun. You can't say that the gun is a takshit.
If you just wanted it for the time, you would wear a wristwatch. The pocket watch is like meant to be a style, no?
It's certainly it's a shtick, it's a style, but at the end of the day, it's its own chashivas. It's its own chashivas, we're not going to say it as a bit of a takshit that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos.
Okay.
That's the claim. And just like a person, you know, wants to carry an expensive briefcase, because it's like a good look, or he has like a fancy walking cane, an umbrella. But, so it's a takshe, but lamaisa he's carrying it. So if you're carrying it, it's a takshe that you're wearing that we say has a din of as a heter. And apparently wearing the pocket watch, it's in your pocket. So you're not wearing it. It's not, you know.
That's that, I still don't get why then the fancy wristwatch would be okay.
Because the fancy wristwatch, you're wearing it on your body. Yeah, you're wearing it on your body. I think that's what I get.
Okay.
I agree. It's not 100% clear. Fine. Yud Aleph. So Yud. Kavasha Kavuba Evan. Vechen Ksuvim Vasos. Hosias Enele Achosim Mikri. So for a man wearing a kabas that has a stone on it, that's not like a chosam. Shalinikra chosam elim ken chokim ba'osios utzuras. A chosam has like a functional. I wonder. Let's say a man would walk outside with a diamond ring. Chara biaser, I would think. Meaning, a man's going to wear a woman's ring. You know, they're rings for men, but like there are certain type of rings. If there are rings for a woman. If a man would take a ring for a woman, would he be allowed to walk outside with
it?
If it's unisex. Okay, yeah, but that's a unisex. Okay.
Ring, yeah.
Yeah, fine. But I'm saying, if I was wearing an engagement ring, a man's going to take the wife's engagement ring and put it on his finger and walk outside with it. What would it be in that case?
Impressive,
yeah, she got a pinky. Put on your pinky. Even the pinky is hard. So what would it then be in that case? Is that considered like a... For a man to wear a woman's coat... It's a coat, you're wearing it. But here it's Bitaras Takshit. And it's not really a Takshit for him because it looks odd. So I don't know. It could be in our day and age, anything goes. I don't know. But like, I don't know if we're Iskashe, you know, with cross dress, you know, like, I'm not really sure. Okay. Seder. I would think that would probably be a problem, okay. Fine. Yud Aleph. Dover Osil Takshit Lishamishbo. Kagan Raftegos Neos Shalkesav Kimin Takshit Osur. This is similar to the pocket watch. So if you have a fancy right. So this is a really example of the again, it's funny because we all assume glasses are not a problem. He's talking about glasses that would, like, you know, you take off and on, and you so that even if they are made of silver, you shouldn't wear them. Our glasses don't fall off, so we wear glasses on Shabbos. You know, if you have reading glasses, that would be a problem. Or if you have sunglasses that you're going to take off when it's not sunny, that would be a problem. But if you have sunglasses that have a prescription, you're not going to take them off. You know, so then that's not an issue. So this is the issue. So how do you carry your key? So you mentioned before those belts, right? That belts where you like the actual piece of metal. So you have a metal you stick in your key. So then you have two keys, you have two holes, a two-hole belt. So that's okay. The question is, let's say you have a nice key. You made it out of silver. Some people get a brooch, and like the back of the brooch is the key. Like for a tie, like a clip for a tie. The back of the clip is made out of, so it's also a functional. It helps the tie stay in place. It shouldn't fall when you're leaning forward. So people are somik on that also. That's what's brought down here in Shulchan Aruch. But there are 2 days here initially. If it's also a tachshit, vilishtamish kumavteich naos. You have a nice, a silver key. So the first day it's aser, because I roll omil tzarech tashmish motzi v'yesh matirim imushul kesef. Some say it's motzer. Lemaisa, I think we try to have it use a functional purpose to avoid this issue. So the best is the key belt or a tie clip or even a brooch if the side of it, the outside looks nice and the inside it has the key on it, something's like attached, looks nice. And we assume that it's mutter. There is a discussion. Let's say you didn't really need it. You know, you didn't really need the key. So with that, you just kind of glued the key onto the back of your, would that be enough? So there are different ideas about that. The Pashto says the key should be necessary for the belt to function. It shouldn't just be that you attach it, because then the Pashto says it's not enough. Okay, so we'll stop here.